Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Young adults are drinking less, but their cocaine use is increasing significantly, according to a new report published today by the Health Research Board, which examined alcohol and drug use amongst young people aged 15 to 24. I'm joined by Dr. Garrett McGovern, GP specialising in addiction medicine and medical director of the Priory Medical Clinic in Dundrum in Dublin. Good morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Claire.
I'm sure the teenagers who are using cocaine are not telling you about it. Maybe when they're in trouble, they're telling you about it. But are the parents talking to you about their concerns?
Yeah, I probably got far more parents calling my services than young people looking for treatment. So that is usually the sort of main focus. And sometimes, to be honest with you, a lot of the parents don't even know whether they're taking cocaine. If there's some sort of telltale signs, they might find some paraphernalia in the house. They might have heard a rumour. There's a change in behaviour, and they're worried. So it's difficult for parents, because sometimes they're not sure whether it is to do with cocaine, and sometimes they might be more sure. But usually it's not the person themselves coming for treatment. That's correct.
And we need to figure out as parents how to talk to our children about this.
That's an excellent point, actually. And I was talking to a researcher earlier this morning about, you know, the way in which we put that safe message across to young people, because I think we've got this wrong. The whole education message around it is always very traditional. I mean, I've gone to schools and talked to, you know, I've been on panels and talking about drugs. And, you know, the research internationally shows that that kind of approach doesn't seem to work. You know, young people don't seem to kind of really take that seriously. So we need to kind of listen to young people more. We need to open, I suppose, the dialogue better. You know, one of the things I did say today was that there is an uncomfortable truth that young people do take drugs. And I'm talking about even people below the age of 18. And it's very uncomfortable to hear that, but it is happening. And as a parent, you're far better to know what's happening than not know what's happening.
Now, anecdotally, you'd hear that drinking isn't as prevalent amongst teenagers as it was, and that cocaine use and other drugs is the preferred drug of choice, if you like, because they are keen to preserve their physical shape, particularly when it comes to boys and the gym culture and so on. Are you seeing that?
Not really. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, there's a whole psychology looking at, you know, why people would use one drug rather than another, or why people wouldn't use alcohol. I mean, the statistics, by the way, on one hand, look very, very encouraging. You know, the age of initiation to alcohol use is less than it was a number of years ago. But then it goes on to say that one in three people who use alcohol have alcohol use disorder. Even I, as a treatment provider, find that an astounding figure, that one in three people would meet the criteria for having a problem with alcohol. That's just far too high.
And people who begin drinking early are more likely to have a problem with alcohol, are they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I see people, I mean, at any age in the clinic, one of the things we do as part of that assessment is talk about what we call the history of the presenting problem. And that goes back to the first time they ever took alcohol. And more often than not, I will hear in people, you know, that because I asked, what was your early exchanges with alcohol and your early experiences like? And a lot of people will say, well, I was one of the people that pushed it a bit more. I was one of the people that got more drunk than other people. Not always, but it is very prevalent, that kind of experience, from a young age. The younger definitely is and it's a well-known risk factor for later alcohol problems, the younger you kind of start and drink regularly.
Do you get a sense that teenagers feel it's less harmful for them to use cocaine? I mean, are they aware of the health implications of using that drug?
Probably not. And the more prevalent a drug becomes, the more the perception is that the drug is maybe, you know, we're not going to die, we're going to be fine. And what a lot of people don't realise about cocaine when they're taking it is that that drug doesn't have any quality control. I mean, we've seen people, you know, I work in the addiction services also, statutory services, and we've seen people come a cropper from what's in the cocaine as much as the cocaine itself. So a lot of people have to realise that, you know, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't take a foodstuff that, you know, off someone on the illicit market and not know anything about it and buy it in that way. You'd be looking for some sort of quality control and labelling and that sort of stuff. So we don't have that with cocaine. So I think a lot of people need to realise that when you're taking cocaine, you do run that risk of not having a clue what's in it.
Yes. And are there any gender differences when it comes to cocaine use?
Yeah, this is interesting. I mean, it seems that, you know, it's more prevalent in males. Now, you have to remember that a lot of the kind of information that we would be imparting in this situation would be to do with presenting for treatment. By far, in my own service, the problem with cocaine. Now, in the private service, it's a little bit different. It's nearly all men, and it's nearly all powder cocaine. In the public service, it's a mixture. There's definitely a propensity or a preponderance for men. Maybe as many as two and three cases would be men. But also, you have to remember, the statutory service are also dealing with crack cocaine, which is a completely, it's the same drug, but it's a completely different backdrop to how it presents than powder cocaine.
So more men than women are presenting to you for treatment?
Very much so, yeah. It's nearly all men. And then sometimes what happens in terms of presentation is somebody will present with one problem, but in the course of that, you'll realise actually the use of cocaine. So they might actually present with an alcohol problem because their alcohol use is getting out of control. And in the course of that, you'll find that they're also using cocaine in a hazardous way.
All right, Gareth, thank you for taking us through it. Dr. Gareth McGovern there, GP specialising in addiction medicine. Coming up next, a dire warning from the World Bank about a far-reaching recession. But how will Ireland fare? Well, Richard Curran will give us his take. That's after this.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.